and welcome to episode 4 of Hide and Seek Across Switzerland. Right now, we're exactly halfway through the game with 2 days remaining. I'm about to start my first run as hider, and the stakes couldn't be higher. If I can last until the end of the day, I'll win the game right then and there. There wouldn't be enough time left in our 4 days for either Ben or Adam to get back into first place. But that's not going to be easy. Ben and Adam are planning on playing aggressively this round, so I've got to hope that I've picked the right hiding spot.
And we are so back. So I think it's worth narrating what Ben and Adam are doing right now, at least I think. So, you know, they're starting at the playground. We know that.
Hello, good morning. We're talking quietly because we're in an extremely residential area.
And we're just on a playground, which feels creepy anyway.
Yeah.
And Adam is probably starting by saying something like, Ben, the first train out of here is in 5 minutes and we're an 8-minute walk away, so we gotta run.
And as soon as the clock strikes 7:30, we gotta run for the train station because there is a train in 5 minutes to Lucerne.
That's true. We know that from yesterday. So they can make it, but it's gonna be tight and stressful. All right, go, go, go.
Okay.
And I think there's maybe a 50-50 shot. Ben is clutching his hat like this. Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, dear. I didn't even see that. Okay, that's fine. Keep going.
I think they're going to make it. But, you know, we'll see.
Remember we come back down, Ben?
What?
What our turn is, remember?
No, I think it's up here.
Oh. I totally got the wind knocked out of me when I ran into that sign.
It's okay.
Oh, it's so dark.
All right, then, let's ask the riding question. I still think that asking that first is the best strat.
Okay, we're buying the rhymes.
Right, they've asked for rhymes, which is not a surprising start, because I think we agree that that's a very good start. However, because of that, I prepared for this yesterday on my way here, and I already have the words. One of the reasons I liked it here was because it had a very common ending to its name that applies to a lot of other places, too. Anyway, we'll send it over shortly.
So that's all kind of interesting.
And that's kind of interesting.
Et cetera, et cetera. Let's head to longitude.
Yeah, I mean, this is still going to determine what direction we go next.
Right now, Ben and Adam have determined that they just need to keep me under 250 total coins because that's when the likelihood of rolling top-tier curses becomes too high. But until then, they've decided to ask whatever questions they want.
Let's head for longitude.
All right, question number 2, longitude. Another thing that I thought about. I've gone to an area that has quite a lot of train lines. There are quite a lot of options around here. So longitude, it will narrow it down a bit, but not massively.
All right, Ben. Sam is east of us.
Okay, well then, we should probably head towards Zurich.
We should probably head towards the general Zurich area, but unfortunately, east is, like, a little more complicated than if he had been west of us.
I was really hoping he was going to be west. I had more of a plan for west.
I mean, one thing we could do, Ben, we could do geographic region. Find out if he's up here or down here. Because I think we agree it's more likely he's north.
Oh, I think in that case, what might be more useful is to do Canton region.
No, because we're in this region, and I don't think he's here.
But I'm saying if we just go up into the Zurich area.
Then we have to go to Zurich.
I know, but I think that there's a very, very, very good chance that he's in there. And if he's not, that tells us a lot of information.
We're in Lucerne. Let's get off, figure out our next move.
Okay, welcome back to Lucerne.
I think the next thing that we really want to know is just, like, basically, is he north of us or south of us? Is he in the sort of dense Zurich-y area? Or is he way down in the far reaches or whatever? I think he's in the dense Zurich-y area.
I think he's almost definitely around there. But even then, it's, like, a matter of figuring out, like, is he near Winterthur? Or is he, like, in one of the suburbs?
Yeah. All right. I actually really need to go to the...
Okay, you do that.
All right, well, seems like they're holding off on additional questions for now, so let's talk strategy. So I have one very major disadvantage in this game, which is that at this point, it seems like almost impossible that I'll get a second run. The one advantage that I have, though, is I have two rounds that I have learned from, and I feel like I've learned a lot about how to position myself in the right place to make it as difficult as possible for them. One thing I noticed is both of them, they went basically to the maximum theoretical distance that they could go based on their transition time. I didn't. I could have gone further than this. Not by too much, but I'm not at the theoretical limit of how far I could go. The long game, I don't think is going to be too difficult for them. The medium game, though, that's going to be tricky because there's just so many rail lines around this area of the country. So many places. It's one of the densest areas. Even once they narrow it down to here, I've come to a city. I saw how difficult it was to narrow down in just that small place with only so many streets. Yesterday with Ben, I've come to a place that has way more streets, way more density, way more options for where I can be. So it's going to be tricky. We'll see.
Adam, welcome back from the bathroom. How was it?
You know, a life hack, always go to the bathroom on a train because they made me pay. Okay, Ben, what do we want to do?
I mean, maybe we should just ask a question to confirm that he's not south.
I think we definitely need to confirm he's not south.
Okay. In that case, if we really want to confirm that he's not south, then I do think that the, like, geographic region question will cleanly eliminate basically all of that.
Okay, well, we have to wait another 9 minutes before we can ask that question.
Well, they made it to Lucerne. So it'll be interesting to see where they go next. I mean, the correct place when they go next would be Zurich. And that would be fairly intuitive. And I wouldn't be too concerned because there are just so many options out of Zurich. I'd only get concerned kind of if they get on the right line out of Zurich.
Do you want to hop on a train towards Zurich?
I mean, it's a little risky. But I think that the chance that he is that direction is very high. Okay, when's the next train to Zurich?
It's in 3 minutes.
Oh, goodness, okay.
So why don't we go?
Okay, right here.
Okay, so our train to Zurich is leaving, but we need to ask a question now to confirm whether or not he's north of us. So we're buying the information of whether or not he's in the same geographic region as us. So, like, if he says he's in the Alps, that does mean that he's south of us. But if he's in the plateau, then it does mean that we're going the right way.
All right. New question. No, it went away. But they asked whether we're in the same geographic region. I'm not actually sure. Let's check.
He should be answering us any second. Yes, he's in the plateau.
Okay,
that's good to know. And that significantly limits his region. I mean, I feel very look at what that puts us in.
Yeah.
You know, we're working with what, like an eighth of the country, maybe a tenth of the country, you know? Two questions.
Yeah. I mean, we've given him, you know, a decent number of coins, but not too many.
90 coins.
Look, he might even be celebrating right now. He might be like, great, I have all these coins. But we're coming for your ass, Sam.
I'm already at 90 coins because that's two comparative questions plus an oddball. That's 90 coins. I'm almost to a 2 dice roll curse. I'm guessing based on yesterday, they're going to take an approach of asking a ton of questions to try to narrow me down, which means that I can just pepper them with curses and potentially roll a pretty devastating one. Let's see. All right. Well, it seems like they're on a train out of Lucerne, I think to Zurich based on the timing. Not 100% sure, but I'm going to use this opportunity to start surveying my zone, you know, looking for hiding spots. What do I get here? you know, all that. And my first destination, which I think might be a great hiding spot, is right in front of me, the forest.
So again, we're sort of playing guess who here. You ever play guess who where you're trying to be like, are you bald? It's that game.
Yeah. Mark Rober made a great video about guess who. What he said is the best way to play guess who is with each question, try to eliminate 50% of all possibilities.
Yeah. And so with every question, we're just trying to cut off half the map. And I do think that the best way of cutting off the next half of the map is to ask a 25-mile radius right about now. I think that that is right.
Because that would basically tell us, are you here or are you out here?
Right.
Either way, I'd like to know the answer.
It cuts about halfway through the northern Zurich suburbs.
Right. But again, I think we're being right to just, like, don't fear buying information.
No.
Buy the information and we need it. We will worry about Chris's leader as long as we keep him under 300 points. I think we are not really in the danger.
No.
Ooh, they've asked for a radar, and they've asked for a 25-mile radar. I think I'm outside of that. Let me check. Okay, it's going to be a miss, but just barely. Oh, that's going to be really misleading, because it's like they clearly thought maybe I was in, like, the greater Zurich area, and I kind of am. Anyway, I think this is going to trip them up. That's lucky.
Okay, so
this is interesting.
The radius was a miss. I actually think that's really good news.
Yeah. I think that is really helpful information. That means he is not in Zurich, and he's not in sort of the northern Zurich suburbs. Okay, I need to try.
I think that means we want to go to Winterthur.
Probably. So yeah, continue on to Zurich, and probably. Yeah, but that's again. The next thing is, what's the next question? How do we cut this?
Yeah, this is looking promising. So from here, you can see the other key advantage of my zone. Not only are there woods here, but over there too. So there are two zones of woods that they're going to have to search. Okay, I'm going to poke into these woods a bit to see what it would look like to hide in them. Kind of like this spot. I'm going to take a mental note of it, but let's go poke around our zone some more.
Okay, welcome to Zurich. For the first time in the game.
Well, maybe. Sam might have been here.
That's true. Was he here? Let us know.
He almost certainly went through Zurich wherever he went.
Yeah.
He's up here.
We've boxed him in pretty good, but now there's like dozens and dozens and dozens of towns.
Lots of places he could be. I mean, I really hope he's not here.
Probably not.
Probably not. That would be annoying. There are a few options. We could ask the Canton question and eliminate all of this.
Yep.
Or confirm it. I think that would not be a bad idea.
No, I mean, that gets us pretty close to half.
Or we could go to Winterthur and do a 10-mile radar.
Yeah.
Which is slightly cheaper.
There's a good chance. I mean, I feel like one of our top theories at this point is that he's, like, in one of the weird towns outside of Winterthur. One other thing we could do is we could split the remaining territory down the middle by asking if he's near the same international airport.
Because there's one in Zurich and there's one in St. Gallen, like, here. And we could find out if he's here or here. But I don't know. I mean, maybe we just need to stick to our guns of eliminating 50%.
I agree.
And eliminating 50% would mean the airport question would eliminate closest to 50%.
But the thing is, like, it's 50% of the area. I don't know that
it's not 50% of the possibilities.
Oh, let's look at the maps again. Look, we're at the point where, like, we have to be very careful about the questions that we ask.
Well, looks like they made it to Zurich, which is, I don't think I should be too concerned about that, because it was the kind of the most obvious train to the east from Lucerne. So it'll be interesting to see which train out of there they take. I don't think they have nearly enough info to figure out where I am yet, unless they had a really good guess.
I feel pretty good about asking the Canton.
But I don't know, it's like there's all this But yeah. I guess he couldn't be in any of this. I don't think he could quite be in any of this.
But like,
I think he could be here. Yeah, I like Canton. That's expensive, but I think it's the most useful question.
I think that that's probably the closest to eliminating 50% of possibilities.
Okay. Let's do it.
All right, new question. Same canton. I'm not sure. Let's check.
We should be prepared to go to Winterthur.
Yeah. I honestly think we should go to Winterthur kind of no matter what.
Okay.
Sam, are you in the same canton as us? Sam.
What do you hope he says? I hope he says yes, probably.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate. They got me. It's a big canton, though, with a lot of stuff, so that still could take them a bit, but that really narrows it down for them. Anyway, that's how the jets lag.
You want to go?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
All right, off to Winterthur.
All right.
Okay.
So. Ben, he is in the same canton as us, which continues to be useful information.
I mean, that cuts off a big old chunk.
Well, you're probably seeing a motion graphic version of this, but he's somewhere in here. I think that is quite useful information. We're zeroing in on him. I think once we get to Winterthur, maybe like a 5-mile radar or something.
I mean, certainly if he's not within 5 miles of Winterthur, then like, I don't know where he could be. I think that the real question is like, what is this rough size of the place that he is in?
Right.
Like a photo of the train station might be helpful for that.
I like photo of the train station regardless.
Because it's a great way to check.
Because you can check. It's always useful to check.
Okay. Let's ask for a photo at the train station. I think that, you know, we're going to need that photo at a certain point.
Yeah, might as well get it now. Might as well get it now while we're on our way.
Yeah, we're still in safe territory.
Mostly safe territory, to be clear. Mostly safe.
Okay, well, I basically just made it to Wood Zone number 2 and was going to start surveying, but you asked for a photo of the train station. And I think I have some ideas about how to make it not that indicative. Okay, so here's my thinking. The outside of the station is all kind of the same style of brick and windows and everything, so I think any exterior shot is going to be pretty indicative. But we are allowed interior shots. And you can see in here. And I looked on Google, there's not a single photo of this interior. Much like Ben's yesterday, I don't think that a shot of that would be useful until they're here, which is what I want. So I think I'm gonna try that, see how that works.
Hello, and
welcome to Winterthur.
Okay, well, Sam just sent us a picture, and I think it's pretty useful. This is a picture of the train station,
which tells me
it's probably not a super rural station. Maybe he's here. I mean, there are ways we could find out if he's here.
Well, okay, small problem. Actually, you know what? I'll change that. I might characterize that as major problem. They're downtown. How did they guess this place? Oh, man. That is bad. I think I'm going to start walking towards the forest. Just in case, you know?
I think what we should do is, I think about half of the remaining train stations are within 5 miles of here. I think about half are outside of it.
I agree. It's right? Certainly densest, closest to right here.
So I kind of think we hit him with the radar. Either way, we then make a list of every remaining train station that also rhymes. I think then we find some clever way to use an oddball or photo to eliminate like half of those.
I think
that's kind of my opinion.
I think that that's doable, but I agree. I think that probably the most sensible thing to do is just to drop a small radius here and just see, like, is he close to Winterthur or is he in the sort of outskirts?
But I will remind you, I mean, 30, a radar puts him at 205. I don't want to let him get to 250 if we can avoid it.
I agree.
I think under no circumstances can we let him get to 300.
Because if he's at 300, he has like a 50% chance of being allowed to move his hiding spot, which would be a true disaster.
Let's go ahead and put down that
you want
put to? Down that radar. I.
Okay, let's do it.
They get a 5-mile radar. I don't think I'm escaping this one. How did they guess here first out of everywhere? That, there has to have been some luck involved in that, right? Oh, man. All right. I'm gonna let him know.
All right. Answer should be coming any minute.
I'm hungry.
You wanna get some food?
Yeah. I mean, here.
Is this like a coffee shop? Yeah, okay.
Looks like it. Ooh. It's a hit, Ben.
Folks, it's a hit.
It's a hit. So that means we are within 5 miles of Sam right now.
Look, we're 2 hours in, we're within 5 miles of the man.
I feel pretty good about that.
Here's what I'll say. We're 2 hours in right now. I'm doubtful that he'll make it 10 hours. Unless it takes us 8 hours
just
to figure out.
Just don't say anything.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Just don't say anything. Let's sit down and make a list of where he could be.
Okay.
To be honest, I don't think this is going to be a winning run. But I actually have the money, or the coins rather, for 4 dice.
He's going to be very excited about all these coins.
With 4 dice, pretty good chance that he could roll something pretty good. Like, the curses start getting bad around, like, 17. They start to really get messy. I think he has, like, a pretty solid chance of hitting at least a 17 with 4.
Yeah.
So, I think I might as well see what curse I get. See if that can at least get me a little something. Here we go. This is kind of the last Hail Mary. Oh, that doesn't look good.
Swiss cheese curse. Before you ask your next question, you must acquire 8 ounces of Swiss cheese and fill in all of its holes on the outside. You may break it open to make holes with other types of cheese. You may not advance to the game until you have a solid block of cheese from outward appearance.
I feel like, again, like they have to have gotten at least a little bit lucky, right?
Okay.
Well, we were about to sit down for some coffee, but he's hit us with a curse, which to me, incredible news, curse. Because it means he has spent at least 2 dice.
We actually don't have to do this curse right now, because this is just before we ask our next question.
Yeah, but let's just knock it out. There's cheese shop right there.
Sorry, Sam.
Aw, dude, that totally sucks for you, man.
Thank you.
You ready to look like lunatics?
Yeah, that's what we do best.
You gotta imagine he was not pleased with that.
No, that's a brutal roll. Well, it's also like, I don't know if he rolled 2 dice. I don't know if he rolled 3. I don't know if he rolled 4.
I kind of bet he rolled 4.
There is a chance that he rolled 4, and if he rolled 4, I'm so sorry, Sam.
This sucks. Ah, damn it.
Another thing I would say for Sam, unfortunately, and maybe he's in Winterthur, maybe that's why he did this, but like, don't hit us with a curse when we're in the middle of a dense city.
That actually makes me think that he might be in Winterthur. Maybe he thinks that we're like in the end game now, if he's hitting us with a curse now.
It's possible. Do you want to do it or shall I?
Okay, here we go. We're opening our cheese. It turns out in Switzerland, they do not call it Swiss cheese.
Yeah, we were in the store and we were like, there's not one labeled Swiss cheese. What do we do?
No, only America has the audacity to name a cheese after itself. And now there's a problem, as you can see. It's full of holes.
Right, seemingly a manufacturing error, I would assume.
But we're going to go ahead and fix that for you, Switzerland.
Oh, wow, you really can smell that cheese.
Yeah.
All right, your hands are going to get a little messy.
Yeah, I think that's just, you know, an occupational hazard. And we're just going to go ahead and fill up our holes here.
I hope it makes him feel better that it's kind of unpleasant for you.
Yeah, well, no, it's pleasant.
All right, I believe we've done it. That's a solid block of cheese.
Switzerland, you are welcome. We have gone ahead and fixed your cheese.
We went ahead and fixed your cheese.
Now it's cleared for eating.
Yeah.
Curse complete.
That took, what, like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, I think now let's go to the coffee shop and figure out what to do next. All right, well, I would say so far things have gone quite well. I mean, the fact that he used those cursed dice is, I would argue, great for us and a massive mistake for him.
The only reason I can think that he would do that, like, it doesn't make sense.
Unless he's here.
He either did something stupid or he's here. Well, we can go check the train station for that photo.
Well, that's one thing we can do. Another thing we could do is we could ask him for a picture of a McDonald's, because almost anywhere in Winterthur will be within a mile of McDonald's.
And none of those other towns have McDonald's, right?
I'm pretty sure that that is the case. Let's ask for a photo of McDonald's.
Okay. Photo of McDonald's. And honestly, that, if he is here, that can help us figure out what part of town he's in.
Yeah.
All right. They're asking for a photo for McDonald's. There's one in the zone. Let's go get it. All right. I've arrived at the McDonald's. Let's find a nice 5-foot tranche. It's hard to identify windows. Maybe the windows in that little poster? Yeah, let's do that. All right. I'm gonna go walk to the woods to at least be near my hiding spot for once they trend here.
Okay, he sent
us by a McDonald's.
He sent us a photo of a McDonald's, which means that he is in Winterthur.
Oh, Sam. Oh, buddy.
But that explains why he used the curse on us.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Well, I figure we can figure out which McDonald's this
is. Well, we're right next to one of them. There's four. We're not allowed to use street view. We're allowed to look at pictures, but I think he has very intentionally... Ooh!
Is that it? I mean, those are the same benches. Which one is
same
that?
Same benches. Same ground. I think it's this one. The man's in trouble. I mean, here's what I will say. We have not yet played an endgame in a dense urban area.
It could be quite difficult.
And it's still very possible he could get second. We are not out of the woods.
All right. Back at the forest. This is where I was almost before they sent me to the station. This is kind of the more convoluted forest to get to. So I'm hoping that, you know, once they probably ask a precision question that shows them in the forest, they'll go start searching the other one first. We'll see. But hopefully I can find a nice, dense spot in here. All right. Really getting some altitude here. This path that I'm on isn't even marked on Google Maps. So hopefully it's a bit tricky to find. And then I think I'll find a good spot, you know, actually in the woods.
All right, Ben, let's kick it. So we're just over 3 hours in. I think that we can get him before like 4.5, which was my time.
I think so too.
I would, because again, I really would like to remain at least in second place.
Unless he's picked like a really amazing hiding spot. In fact, you know what? I bet that's exactly what he's going for.
All right, 6 minutes from McDonald's.
I mean, we should be entering the end game any moment, really.
Well, they're going the wrong way, which is promising. It looks like they're walking to another McDonald's that kind of has a similar profile in that it's near a secondary station in the city, like not the main station. But they're not walking to the right one. They're walking, in fact, exactly away from me. So they're now almost like 2 miles away. They're on completely the other side of the city.
It's looking promising. I'm not seeing benches right now, but I think they're probably in the back. I sure hope this McDonald's matches, because if it doesn't, that's going to be really annoying.
At about this moment, Ben and Adam are going to realize that they're at the wrong McDonald's. Sorry, guys.
There was that, like, sign, like a guy running.
I don't see a guy running.
No running guy? Not promising.
No.
He might have tricked us. Let's double check.
There's a reflection in the window of like a barricade.
Right. Yeah, I see that.
And it's a different kind of fence.
Ooh, I think I got it. I think it's this one.
Okay,
I'll see you.
Okay.
Yeah, he got our asses. Well, now things get a little more interesting in terms of if we can find him. in time for second place. Okay. Yeah. We can take a train over there.
Okay, great.
It's a little annoying.
Okay, let's get on this train and get to his McDonald's.
So in order to make it to second place, it's 10:55 now. I need to make it until 12:14, which is not that much longer. I mean, that feels possible, right? Okay, so it was just a little bit of research, and it looks like they definitely had some bad luck with a 50-50 shot, because there are only four McDonald's within the five-mile radius. That one's in the city center, so it clearly would not match that photo. That one's in a mall, also clearly would not match. So they're basically these two that would match. I photoed this one, they went to this one. So that's pretty bad luck. That does, however, mean that they're almost certainly headed here now.
This is us. Just one stop.
All right, Sam, this better be the fucking right McDonald's.
All right, Ben. Well, now it's a 16-minute walk to the other McDonald's.
Excellent.
Coming for you, Sam. Finally.
All right, they're nearly at the close McDonald's, which tells me that they're about to find out that they're basically in the end game. So it's time to find a nice, cozy spot in the woods. I'm gonna leave the path here and push into the woods. I think the further, the better. I need it to be thick. T-H-I-C-C.
I think that's it. It's the same kind of
sign. There's the race guide.
See?
That's it.
All right.
Wait. I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to do the thing that, like,
Sam's been here.
You know, like, just
sure. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's find him.
All right. Found a nice little spot here. And I think if I lie down, it shouldn't be visible from the paths around here. I think
let's start with street.
Yeah, we'll get a street, because that'll give us maybe a direction to go.
All right. They've asked for the letter of the first street, which is A. Hopefully there are a lot of A streets around. And at least I don't think that'll be very useful, but it might narrow them down to this set of woods versus the other.
But then there's also this giant park in his area.
Yeah.
And it would be very much like Sam to go hide in a park like
that.
Yeah,
to like hike. Because I think it's like a mountain. I don't even know that it's a park. I think it just sort of is like a mountain. Here is Street A. Okay, do any of the streets in the park start with A? No.
Not that I see.
Hold on, just really quick. Here's something that no one has realized yet. The A street that I'm near, Orangestrasse, is really small. So small, in fact, that its name won't show up on Google Maps unless you zoom all the way in to check it. And that's about to spell trouble for Ben and Adam.
What are streets around here that start with K? There's Anton Graf Strasse.
There's Agnes Strasse and Anker Strasse.
Did you get Albrecht Strasse? I just want to make sure that he's not in the park. I think that he can't be. I mean, I still think the photo might be the best.
Okay, photo up or back?
Probably back.
What let's do you do? I think let's hit him with up, actually.
Okay, because he's probably near buildings.
All right, they're asking for a photo up. This is going to be, this is going to give away a lot.
I would just say again, we don't have like the most time ever to find him.
No.
In order for me to stay in second place, we need to find him in the next like 45-ish minutes.
Okay, we got the photo.
Oh, those are trees.
It's all trees. It's all trees.
Big time tree situation.
Huh. Okay.
That's interesting.
But I really don't think that, I mean.
Maybe we need to look real closely.
What about this? Amselweg.
Amselweg? Ooh. Yeah, I like that.
I mean, right now, I don't see any other place that qualifies.
But I don't want to go all the way over there. It's going to be a long walk if we're wrong. Can we do walk to the train station? How long would it take you to walk to the train station? I think let's ask him that and let's start heading that way, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Need to hurry.
I think that, like, I don't see any other places that he could be.
Next question. How long to walk to the train station? Let's see what it says. Yeah, because Google doesn't have all of the paths marked out kind of in this area. So it thinks it takes longer than it does, basically.
Did you check how far of a walk it is from the train station, if we are right?
It's like about 15 minutes.
So I think anything in that, within a couple minutes of that, we keep going.
31 minutes.
Okay, so it can't be that.
Well, probably not, but yeah.
Hold on.
Probably not.
Hold on. Let's reevaluate.
Now I'm getting really nervous about finding him in time.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Here's the thing. There are not a lot of places that are going to be that far of a walk from the train station. Come on!
They're still in this random park. It really feels like they're wasting a lot of time there.
We have to find him in the next 14 minutes, Ben. I think we just need to guess in a direction. I think we need to start walking north and just, like, hope that that works or something. It's 14 minutes or nothing. All right, we need to figure out...
Just another question. But he's, like, for sure in the woods.
I think we should ask for street orientation.
Okay, good news? Actually, let's do bad news first. Bad news is it's raining. The good news is that it's getting very close to my second place time, and they're not even going in the right direction. This is great. I'm imagining it's kind of hard to spot the road that I'm closest to on the map because it's so close to another road. I'm imagining that might be tripping them up. We'll see. But they just asked for the intercardinal direction of that road, so I'll give that to them next.
Oh, Ben. Where could he be?
What is this? Is this a park?
It might be. I think it's somebody's yard.
But it says park.
Let's go there. Well, the trees don't look right, but whatever. Let's just start walking there at a minimum.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I still just don't know.
I don't know either, man.
It's nearly time. Wait, let me pull out my watch.
Well, then it's 12:14, which means Sam has slid into second place.
It's 12:14. You know what that means? That's second place. Let's go. Well, I mean, I still need to deny Adam a better time with his next run, but they're still not here. And that's me officially in second place. Better than I thought was possible a couple hours ago. So let's see how long this takes.
Oh, if we hadn't gone to the wrong McDonald's, I think we could have done it.
Look, I think we're going to catch him today, which means you'll get another shot, which means you can still supplant him.
Well, I can still supplant you, even.
That is true. Less likely. The thing is, like, we are on an A Street, and that's the woods. But, like...
Can you just go down this path? But this path, this street, I wouldn't think. Does that path not have a name?
Well, it looks like they're searching a completely different set of woods that is actually outside of my zone. They don't know that. That is next to another road that starts with A and all that. This just keeps getting better and better.
So are they just like, where the fuck would you go?
So Ben and Adam kept looking and still unable to find the right street. They bought a half-mile radar to see if they were even in the right part of town.
All right, little update. First of all, I realized I could shove my umbrella down my back and then I wouldn't have to hold it all this time. Second of all, they just asked for a half-mile radar, which they are not even close to within.
Then our radar was a miss. Okay.
Now knowing they were nowhere close, they turned their sights on the other side of town, and after a long research session, they finally found something.
Wait. No. What about Elm Ray Strauss?
He could be on, Ben, look, this path doesn't have a name. But if he was on it, he would be nearest to our Wayne Strauss.
Okay, that's it.
And then he would be far from the fucking train station. That's great.
Fuck you, Sam.
So, confident about my location, they set off on an hour-long trek to the base of the mountain.
I cannot believe it's going to take like an hour to walk over there. For me personally, Ben, this sucks.
The thing is, he can't actually be that deep into the woods.
It's actually, the sun has come out, which is nice. Kind of cold still, but, you know, I didn't expect to be stuck in the end game for so long, so I didn't really bring many snacks. Basically, the only thing I have are sports beans. I don't know if you've ever heard of sports beans, but they're made by jelly beans or, you know, Jelly Belly. So I guess this is an impromptu episode of Choo-choo-choo derail. Definitely can snack them. Delicious. I kind of hope they get here soon. I want some lunch. I also want a win, though.
Okay, we are approaching the woods. The big question, which direction do we go?
I actually think we need to go left.
Well, I guess one question is, like, how deep is he into the woods? We could ask him how many feet from the road he is. That might be useful.
You want to?
Yeah.
Okay, here, you go for it.
Well, they've asked me how many feet I am to the nearest road, which might help them. I don't know. Let's see. All right. I have enough money for a 2-dice roll curse. So I think I'm going to wait because they kind of get exponentially worse. And I think they're going to have to ask a good number of more precision questions to have any good shot of finding me.
He's 860 feet from the nearest road. Well, that would mean he's pretty far. Oh, Sam, you bastard. Oh, my God. We're close. We're like a 4-minute walk away.
Oh, I'm going to stump it up.
Okay. We're almost there. Well, I think we're almost there. Won't it be annoying if we're not?
The only thing that makes me feel good about Sam being at the top of this is I know that he thinks that this is funny. Oh.
All right. We're starting to get quite close. So I'm laying down so that hopefully it'll reduce my visibility from the path that, you know, they're probably going to be on.
We just have to get around this bend. He should be on the other side. He better be around this corner.
Okay, they're getting pretty close.
No, it should be like right around here. I don't see him.
They shouldn't be able to see me from there, but once I get a little bit closer, I'll probably be within eyesight.
He might be the other way. I think we just need to walk up here a little ways before we count it out.
They're at the right, like, distance from the road now. So they just need to come kind of this way. I wonder if they'll go through the forest. They might come over that ridge over there.
So I'm sure that we've, like, cut this down a lot, but I just want to emphasize that we've been in the woods for so long now. Like, we've been in the woods for a truly outrageous amount of time. How long have we been in the woods, Ben?
I don't want to know.
Like... at least 45 minutes. Wait, is that his f***ing umbrella? We got him. No, that's just a guy. No, that's a guy. No, that's a guy with his dog. No, Ben, it's just a guy with his dog. It's simply a man with his dog.
Oh, I thought that was Sam.
That sucks a lot.
Oh, I wish that man was Sam.
He's so confident.
We really need to reevaluate.
Okay.
Despite being only 400 feet from me, they still couldn't find me, so they asked question.
We're asking him his distance from his nearest intersection.
After question,
We're asking if he's on the same street as us.
After a question.
Do we want to ask him any more fucking stuff?
And got lost again.
Wait, oh, sorry. I think it's this path.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's hard to tell.
And again.
I mean.
Nothing?
Nothing here.
And again.
Look, man, I don't know. I am doing my best.
And again.
This is hell, Ben. We're living in hell.
And again.
I'm going to ask these people if they've seen Sam. Excuse me. Hi. Have you seen our friend? We're looking for our friend, blonde man.
Well, I've now been here for more than three and a half hours. I do feel bad for them because I know how much it sucks to be searching for Ben for like 2 hours yesterday. And it's been a lot more than that. I mean, it's probably a lot more than that. And she really being tired and frustrated and all that.
I'm gonna kill Sam. I'm going to kill him dead.
Meanwhile, while I considered continuing to hold out for 150 coins so I could roll 3 dice, I ultimately decided to go for a 2-dice roll.
All right, here we go. Oh, 3. Come on. That's ridiculous. What is that?
Swiss clock. Before you ask your next question, you must clap 15 seconds after your other team member starts a timer within 0.5 seconds on each side of 15 seconds. If you fail, you must wait at least 10 minutes before reattempting.
Oh, yeah, that's a Swiss clock first. Okay, that's not interesting. Sorry.
Okay, they're coming closer again. This might be it. I think I hear them.
I see his umbrella. I think that's his umbrella. What?
Oh, I just heard him say he sees an umbrella. I think he's got me.
There they are. Wait, there they are. There they are.
Oh my God, Sam. How dare you do this to us?
I had a great time in the woods.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh my God, dude.
Oh. I'm stuck in a bramble. Hi, Sam.
I think it's very difficult for you from your side of it to understand just how hard it is to figure this out from our side.
Yes. I mean, it's supposed to be hard.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm mad at you.
Anyway, you got some running to do.
The main station is a 51-minute walk from here.
Yeah.
So you should probably go.
All right, guys.
Good luck, Adam. Not such good luck that you got first place.
See you never. All right, let's do this.
You got this. Both somewhere in.
Oh, my God. This sucks so much.
He's zooming.
He really is zooming. Good luck, Adam.
All it really comes down to is if we catch Adam early tomorrow, I'm still in first and you're still in second.
Yes.
But if we can't make that happen, he could win the whole thing.
Yep. Which he would really gloat about.
He would. The wins go to his head, but the solo wins. Oh, the solo wins.
All right. Let's do it. Just train in 9 minutes. The second I get here, I have to run. It's a high risk move. It's a high risk move. I think I made it. I made it. God, I hope this works.
But not a Morgoth's leave. I'm at the airport. But I forgot to mention to them that the finale is up on Nebula right now, and they have a really long flight. It's like 15, 16 hours.
Oh my gosh, Ben, we're about to board our flight, but we don't have anything to watch.
This flight's gonna be super long. I'm gonna get so bored, I'm gonna go cuckoo.
If only there was a solution that would give us something to watch.
And the finale's up on Nebula right now, and they can download it, you know, using the Nebula app offline. And then that way, they'll have something to watch.
I don't think such a solution exists.
I don't think there's any way that we could watch anything on our flight, and certainly not an episode of our show that we make.
No.
Not a new one.
No.
So even if we could watch an old episode, there's no way we could watch a new episode. And even if we could do either of those things, there's no way that it would be the finale.
No.
There's no way to watch it, I don't think.
I don't think there's a way for us to watch the finale right now.
They're there. Guys, I forgot to mention.
What is it?
The finale is up on Nebula.
Wait, the finale's up on Nebula?
Yeah.
That would mean that we could watch it right now if we went to nebula.tv/chatback.
Right now.
But surely such a good deal couldn't be discounted.
No. It's 40% off, but only if you use our link.
Only if you use our link? Nebula, you can watch it?
No, nebula.tv/chatback.
Well, but we're about to get on a plane. I couldn't download it.
No, you could download it.
You can download it and watch videos offline on Nebula?
Right now.
This is the best deal I've ever heard of. Wait,
what would I watch on Nebula?
Like the finale.
The finale?
The finale.
Is it up?
Yes, but only if you go to nebula.tv/jetlag to get 40% off and sign up right now. Goodbye.